The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tezayin, Manishtana Laila Zeh Mikol Aleilois, Shebechol Aleilois, Anuach Lukhom is Umatzo, Halaila Zeh Kule Matzo. It's before in the Zohar that the Kasha is, if Chometz is a Shlech Tezach, and we're going to see, L'chayr it's a Shlech Tezach, there's an Isra Chilo, there's an Isra Hano, Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Chometz as Mutter B'Hano, bear that in mind. There's a Chiv, Kores, if you eat Chometz. If you nene from chametz, there's no karis. But if you mamish eat a kazayis of chametz, chayv karis. So zikr is left azach, isra chila, chiv karis. Like most hanoim, isra hana. Not only that, the Torah was mechadish, that's the Indian of the sugya. Not only is it osr b'achila, and osr b'hana, and isra karis for achila, there's bal yirah v'bal yimotzi. You're not even allowed to have it in your rishus, bias. Bal yirah, lo yirah l'cha chametz, lo yimotzi l'cha. What's more, there's a mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. That's a lot of information, and we're going to deal with all of it, but again, let's just repeat it. There's an Isra Achila. There's a Chiyiv Karis Ba'achila. There's an Isra Hano, like most Tanoim, except for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And there's two Lavin, Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzeh, and a mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. All of this is on Pesach. Alenecht v'na Gansyar? No. It's Mutter. There's no Isra Achila, there's no Isra Hano, there's no Bal Yiroh, there's no Bal Yimotzeh. Farshteit, chametz that was over all of us at Pesach, Meredith is a chametz that went through a Pesach. So after Pesach, it's still osur b'achilo. It's not osur b'hano. It's not, there's no bal yirah, bal yimotzeh, tashbisu. But there is an isur achilo of chametz against you, if it was over all of us at Pesach. This isur is a machlokes tanoim. If it's an isur d'oraisa, learn that from a posik. It was under a posik that we learn out. That there's an Isra Achila of Chometz Shavuot as a Pesach. There's no Karis. There's no Isra Hano. There's no Bal Yiroh, but there's an Isra Achila. And other Tanoim learn that it's only Midr Rabbanon. We paskin it's Midr Rabbanon. But it's also a whole year. There's a common misconception that Chometz Shavuot Pesach is also for the first 3 weeks after Pesach. Everyone checks that it says Nitcham La'achar Pesach Tavshin Peivav. And then all the stores resell you the stuff that they sold before in Tammuz Av and Elul. It's not. It's also a Gansiyar. Now, the Mishnah was asking, though, if chametz is a shlech tzach and l'chayr chametz is something negative, obviously the Torah doesn't want you to be ne'oichel, even have it in your house. So why the whole year is it good? And that's an interesting question. And we're not going to discuss it today. But it's an idea that the Torah has to shtel avek that for 7 days, there's a mussel that they give for a tinoik, that in the beginning, everything has to be sterile, totally clean. Afterwards, you get it ready, you can confront other things. Avada this forum explained, though, that chametz and matzah are basically the same. We know that in the yesoidis of the Bria, there are four yesoidis. Afar, ruach, mayim, esh. And the chametz and the matzah are both the same afar. They grow from the ground, or if you would have it, the kemach is ground. And you have the mayim, you have to add water to it. And you use an element of esh, you bake it, you use fire. The only difference, the esh, the mayim, and the afar is the same. The ruach is different. The chametz is blown up, which is sheker, gaiva, fake, really nothing, stuffed ear. And the matzah is emes. It's true to its original surah. But where's the ruach by matzah? The ruach by matzah is oinin olav dvarim harbe. You say, oinin, lechem oini, she oinin olav dvarim harbe, you put ruach into the matzah. So the chametz has that fake ruach. The matzah has the real ruach that you put in oinim al dvarim harbi. The Sfarim also explained that chametz and matzah are really the same. Mitzad the oisiyos, the mem is the same, the tzadi is the same. The only difference is the ches and the hay. And even in the ches and the hay, the difference between a ches and a hay is a molecule, a mashu. If it's pasuach, it's a ches, a hay. If it's closed, it's a ches. If it's farstopped, then it's ches, then it's chametz. If it's open, pischuli pesach, kechudish omachach, even a tiny little pesach, you open up a pesach, then it's already able to be matzah. The Sforim also say that the difference in gematria between chametz and matzah is, chametz is actually gematria Shabbos, the Chassam Sofer writes. That's if you spell out the letters, ches, yud, tof, mem, tzadi, dalad, yud, kuf. Fascinating concept. Most places, tzadi is spelled tzadi, dalad, yud. Here you have to spell it tzadi, dalad, yud, kuf, and it's gematria Shabbos, but I'm not going to discuss that now. But chametz and matzah, very simple, is the same gematria. The only difference is the ches and the hay, and the difference between ches and hay is three, and the three things is the shloisha dvarim shemoytzi es ha'adam in ha'olam, akina v'ataiva v'akovid, are the three things that is moytzi es ha'adam in ha'olam, and that's why chametz is very bad. Now, the Torah says that for Pesach, maybe a whole year is different, but by Pesach, we want it totally clean. And after the same thing for Mesechta Pesachim. If we're starting Mesechta Pesachim, what we want to do is avada, we want to do before we start a beer, chametz, anything that's detrimental to this Pesachim should not be Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotze, and we should be Tashbisu, and we should, with a Rischa Dairaisa, with a fire, to be able to go around into the Sukkis. There's a kasha that the Rishonim ask, though. The Ran is meramis to it a little bit. Why did the Torah aser chametz with bal yirah bal yimotzeh? There are other, and it's not Tosfos kasha. I'm going to get to the Tosfos Beis Hashem. This is not Tosfos kasha, but it's an interesting kasha on why the Torah asered chametz with bal yirah bal yimotzeh. There are other isurim also. Why is there no bal yirah bal yimotzeh on basar v'cholav, arla, klai akerem? It's not Tosfos kasha. People are looking at me. It's not Tosfos kasha. Why is there no bal yirah on other isurim? Why did the Torah only aser chametz with bal yirah? So the Ran, there's a very big arichas in the Ran, and we're not doing it right now, but all the way at the end of the Ran, b'ktsara, he alludes to this maybe, and he says, chametz is different than other isurim because it's like bottle minei. A whole year we eat chametz, and that's a good kasha, manishtana. Again, we have to deal with that kasha, but the rest of the year we do eat chametz. And if the rest of the year we do eat chametz, so people are not going to be bottle minei, they're not going to be able to be mavdil themselves, and betoyes, they're going to come maybe to eat the chametz. So because the chametz is like bottle minei, that's a time of the craw for the doiraisa. Why the Torah mid doiraisa made an isra bal yirah bal yimotzi. The Ran actually says another svara, he says because chametz is very chamer, it's isra karis. So there are other, what?
Basar v'chalav should say the same thing. Basar is mother and chalav is mother. Right. So maybe there also wouldn't be...
No, but basar v'chalav is a numetzius. And that's when it's cooked together, that's a numetzius. That's basar minei. Even though, an interesting point, even though the basar l'chudeyeh and the chalav l'chudeyeh, but when it comes together, that's a numetzius, that a person is basar minei. Because a whole year you can't eat the basar v'chalav.
So water is mother.
What?
So you could say the same thing about the chametz.
Water and kemach. So what decides why the cheeseburger is the thing itself, not the chametz part of it, but the basar v'chalav part of it. And what, yeah, okay. It's
the water pack.
No. Now, one second. So the Rishonim speak out this Nakuda and they throw out a few svaras. One is because it's badal minei, it's loy badal minei, and also because of karis. There's a famous vart, and the Rishonim talk about this kasha a little bit, and again, I'm going to say it one more time, it's not Tosfos kasha. Tosfos wants to know why there's no din of bedika, ubir, by other Musurim, and I'll get to that when we see that. But as a hakdama, there's an interesting vart from Rav Nosson Adler, the Rav of Frankfurt, who was also the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, and also someone Zayde. Yeah? Okay. He said, the Pasuk says, Ach bayoim harishoin tashbisu sa'ar mi batechem. Remove the chametz from your house. Why? You don't have to remove other isurim. And the answer the pasuk says is, first of all, ki kol oichel, the pasuk continues, ki kol oichel chametz. A whole year we eat, he plays the words, a whole year we eat chametz. It's not something we're bothering the rest of the year. But that's not enough. It's the other svar also. Vin nichrisa, this curse. But then you can ask Akasha, there's still Akasha. Yom Kippur. What would you say to such a kasha? Why is there a din? Why isn't there a din that on Yom Kippur, any food, basar or chalav, anything, parav also, is asar on Yom Kippur? It's like badal minei. Yesterday you did it. It was erev Yom Kippur, yeah? And this karis, why isn't there a din of tashbisu on all food on Yom Kippur? What would you say to such a kasha?
There's other inuim too that are going to...
The other inuim are going to remind you, you're busy davening and doing shuva. You're not eating any food, so it's a lot of more of a mindset that, forget even the other inuyim, just, I'm not eating at all. All three good terutzim. But Rav Nosson Adler wants to say, no, that's what the Hemshech of the Pasuk says. Miyoyim harishoyim ad yoyim hashvi. Because he also adds, you know, don't say karis by itself. Chelev and dam is karis. Chelev and dam is karis. If the teretz is only karis, then there should be shbisa b'ayirah on chelev and dam. Teretz is also need to lay bad l'minei. Ayom kippur, miyoyim harishoyim ad yoyim hashvi. Yom kippur is only one day. One day, it's a chetz again. But for a whole 7 days, then we have to get rid of the chametz. Zok the Mishnah. Arlor bar boser boitkin es chametz lor haner. Kol makam she machnisim bei chametz ani tarf bediko ve me'omer bei shuris ve marte makam she machnisim bei chametz ve sham mem bei shuris afani kol marte ve sil loy mishtei shuris achitzoynis shehein hol yoynis. Bedikas chametz. Bedikas chametz doesn't just mean you walk around the house and see where the chametz is and with a little notebook and write it down. Bedika avada also means you're going to search for the chametz, bedika, but then you're also going to do bir. Bir means, I'm going to be careful for now. Some say it means to destroy. We'll talk about that. There's even a sheet that you have to dafka destroy with sreifa, Rabbi Yehuda, dafka besreifa. Other the chachamim say, no, it could destroy it any which way. But the truth is, bir doesn't really mean destroying. It means to remove. So you do bedika and then you remove the chametz. Search, remove, and destroy. Say that. Search, remove, and destroy. Why do you have to do that? So Rashi says, "Arla bar vaser la ara ner b'gemara mefarish taima boitkin shelo yaver olav v'bal yira bal yimotze." Sounds simple enough. Just for the record, the Rashi is shaloi kasidron. The achrayim ask the chem the shloima the tzlach other achrayim. I saw a whole sefer on this kasha. It's called Hafachba v'Hafachba. Why? The seder of the Rashi is wrong. It says, "Arla bar vaser boitkin es hachametz la ara ner." So first Rashi should have said boitkin. And then say L'or Haner. Why did the Dibra Masla of L'or Haner come before the Dibra Masla of Boitkin? A legit question. There's a lot of things you could say. I'm not going to throw it at you now, but it's interesting. The Kuda, the Rashi says L'or Haner before he says Boitkin. But what does he say? So he says Boitkin, which sounds simple enough. It's glatt. If you're not going to do B'diku beer, you're going to have chametz in your house. It's a makash machnisa by chametz. You're going to have chametz in your house. And we're going to still have to talk about chametz yadua and chametz she'ein yedua. Big difference between chametz yedua and chametz she'ein yedua. Chametz yedua, you have on your shelf a bag of macaroni. You have a bottle of Blue Label. It's there in your face. You see it. And then there's chametz she'ein yedua. If you don't search the house, right, you don't have to search for the chametz yedua. It's there. The question is just, you have to destroy it. But then there's bedika that you have to even search. Maybe there's chametz. So Rashi says, because if you're not going to do bedika ubir, you'll be over by your rabbi yamatzeh. Now, again, the Rashi before that says, La'or haner, v'gemara mefarish taima. Where is this Gemara Rashi's referring to? In some of the more fancy Gemaras, it says, v'gemara mefarish daf zayin amid beis. Not everyone assumes that Rashi means zayin amid beis. Let me give you some alternate options, what Rashi could maybe be referring to. First of all, there's a Gemara on daf dalid that discusses of why we do the bedika dafka orli yadalit. By the way, when is orli yadalit? Orla arba basar. There's a whole shaila, which we're going to not see right now today yet, but there's a shaila, does or mean light or does or mean night? But on daf dalit, the Gemara explains why we do the bedika dafka by shkia or seis, whatever. We'll see about that there. And that's what Rashi is referring to. The Gemara mefarish taima on daf dalit, why we do the bedika on orla arba basar. That's one option, what maybe Rashi means. The Gemara Mefarish Taima Daf Dalid, where the Gemara explains why we do the B'dik Arla Babasar. Another option is that maybe Rashi is referring to Daf Ches, where the Gemara explains why we do it La'or HaNer, and not La'or HaAvuka. Why don't we use a torch? Why don't we use daylight? And various other things, and that the Gemara discusses on Daf Ches. And that's also a legit option, what maybe Rashi means. But if you'll assume that La'or HaNer, Rashi means Daf Zayin, what does he mean about Daf Zayin? He means a Gemara that brings a lengthy Gzeira Shava on Zayin and Mabez. Because we're going to start talking now about Vedikas Dairaiso at the Rabbanon. The Gemara brings a Pusuk. The Gemara says, it says, Shivas Yom Sola Yimotze. And it says, Vayichapas Pagodal Heichel Vakotan Kila Vayimotze. And then Metziah from Chippus and Chippus from Neiris and Neiris from there. A whole five-stage drawn out Gzeira Shava. And maybe when Rashi says the Gemara Mefarish Time, he's referring to that. Zot Dechem De Shloima. Yes, Rashi b'Gemara Mefarish Taima doesn't mean that, he doesn't speak to that, I'm speaking it out. It doesn't mean that Dalid, which is also an important Gemara that discusses why the Bedika is done exactly on the beginning of the night of your Dalid. And it doesn't mean that Ches, which is a true thing, that the Gemara that Ches discusses that you need to use the light of a candle, not the light of a torch for cooling. But rather says the Chem Deshlema, Rashi is referring to this Gemara of Zayin. But Rashi needs to mention even before we're doing about the Bedika. Because as you know, and we're not up to it yet, but Tosis learns that the reason of Bedika is a Durabonon Diketakana, that will worry, people are going to come to eat the chametz. Because as we're going to see, Tosis says you already did Bittul, so there's no chametz anymore, and we're going to soon see about that. But Rashi's coming to say, the Gemara mefarish taima that there's a gezeirah shava. If it's a gezeirah shava, then I have a right to say, boykin shalayavar alav babal yirah bal yimotzei. The gezeirah shava allows me to say that I'm doing it not to be over bal yirah bal yimotzei. Hashoyel yishal, those that prepared the zayin, the Gemara says it's only a zecher ledavar. It's not a real gezeirah shava. Interessant. Rashi on zayin on midday says, why is it not a real gzeirah shava? There's many pshatim there. Rashi says because there's five stages to the gzeirah shava, and stage five is a pasuk in Mishlei, and Mishlei is divrei Kabbalah, which is not really from Torah; it's from Navi and Ksuvim, from Mishlei. Aber the beginning of the gzeirah shava maybe is yeah doiraisa, and therefore Rashi actually is yes saying that there's a doiraisa the gedin of doing bedika. So again, Rashi is saying arla bar basar, you gotta do a bedika. Why do you gotta do a bedika? Because if you're not gonna do a bedika, you're gonna be over bal yirah bal yimotzei. Now, the Nesivis HaMishpat, he wrote a sefer, he wrote many, many, many sfarim. His name was Rav Yaakov, Ben Rav Yaakov. I don't know how that happened, Loi Berbaum. He wrote many, many sfarim on Gemara and on Shulchan Aruch. The one he's quoted, his name is the Nesivis is on Choshen Mishpat, Nesivis HaMishpat. His sefer on Hilchas Pesach, specifically on Aruch Chaim Hilchas Pesach, is called Makor Chaim, a Gevaldike Chosh of a Sefer, we're going to be quoting it a lot. The Makar Chaim brings an idea that he says the same way if you want to eat lettuce and there might be bugs in your lettuce. So what do you do before you eat the lettuce if you want to eat lettuce? You check for bugs. So the same thing. You want to be in your house, you should check your house. It's Pasha, the basic concept of Bedikas Tayloyim. Catch on. Bedikas Tayloyim is because you want to eat the lettuce. If you don't want to eat, don't eat.
You eat in your house.
What?
You eat in your house.
What do you mean eat in your house?
Same thing in your house.
No, you eat wherever you want. But the same way, if you want to eat lettuce, wherever you want to eat it, with the basar v'chalav, without, whatever, but it could be part of it. If you want to eat it, no gluten. Yeah. If you want to eat the lettuce, then you have to check for bugs first. So that's only because you want to eat, because the issue is to eat the bugs. Here, it's not only an issue to eat chametz, it's an issue even to have chametz, by yirah, by yimotzei. So you have to push a check, because otherwise you're going to be over. We're going to see, as the sugya develops, that I'm just throwing this at you, this Nesivis, the Makar Chaim, that he compares it to Bedikas Tayloyim. We are going to talk about that. But once again, you know what? Let's start this way. Arla arbar asar. A guy says, no, I'm not interested in this. I'm going to go learn. I'm a masmid. I'm going to go learn. And he learns instead. Now, it's the second day of Chol HaMoed. What's his problem? He didn't do bedik. What's his problem? So Rashi says, you're going to be over by Rabbi Yamatzi, yeah? First of all, what does Rashi mean you're going to be over by Rabbi Yamatzi? You're going to be over by Rabbi Yamatzi on the blue label that's prominently in your face on your shelf and the bag of macaroni that's there? Or you'll be over by your rabbi yimotzei because there's some chametz she'eni yaduah that's maybe that you don't even know about. That maybe you won't even find out about until after Pesach. That you'll never find out about, but when you get up to Shemayim, they'll tell you, hey, there was chametz there. What are we talking about that you're going to be over by your rabbi yimotzei? Now, again, Rashi says, if I'm going to choose, they're telling me to do bedik and beer. I'm not. I'm learning instead. What is going to be the problem? You're going to be over by your rabbi yimotzei. Right, you're not going to be ever achila. You don't have to do bedika to not be ever achila. Be careful what you eat on Pesach. Only eat lettuce that's checked. Make sure parv and only eat matzah and no kidneys even. Right, you're not going to come to eat chametz. That's not. I'm not going to say you're not going to do that. But you might be ever about your rabbi matzah. So there's a big kasha that the Rishonim ask, and let's go straight into it. If a person is mevatel his chametz, there's no bal yirah bal yimotzei. It's a fascinating concept. Where does it say it? Where is this din? Is it a deraisa? What's the makar for it? Where does it say it? But this is a din. There's also another sugya, which I don't want to talk about, that you can sell your chametz, because there's only bal yirah bal yimotzei if the chametz is yours. If you sell it to a goy, you're also not over bal yirah bal yimotzei. But we'll talk about mechiras chametz separately. But there's a concept called bittel chametz. Some basic ideas we need to know. It's a big machlekes Rishonim, but many Rishonim hold that you could do bittel even on chametz yadua. Again, hint, I'm alluding to the fact that there are Rishonim that say, no, catch on, bittel is only for chametz you don't know about. It's a backup plan B. If chametz you don't know about, so you say, let me do bittel. But many Rishonim, which one do we do when we say kol chamira? Someone remembers less than 30 days ago? What?
Both.
At night, we do a bittel on chametz she'eni yadua. And then mamish by the beer, we do bittel even on chametz yadua. And again, it's a big machlekes Rishonim, we'll talk about it. But I want to talk about bittel on chametz yadua. Which is that a fellow midai raisa. I want to make this very clear. It's important people don't look at me, but that's the way it is. It's taka true. If a person has chametz gomer, blue label, or macaroni, on his shelf, prominently displayed, the entire Pesach, but Erev Pesach, before the Zman Esser, you have to do before the Zman Esser, he did bittel, he was mavatel, the chametz, he's not over by Yerach. His guests come in chalamoy, they say, Yankel, what's that? Bittel. And that's legit, it's enough. You're not over by Yerach by Yerach if you do bittel. For the record, a few interesting ideas. The one and only time Bittel is mentioned in Mishnayis Masechta Pesachim is on Daf Mempes. It's the only one place in Mishnayis Pesachim that it's mentioned is on Daf Mempes. The Mishnah says, "Ha'hoylech lishchay des pischay v'lomales benoy." And a guy's on the way to do a Korban Pesach or to go do a Bris Milah, and he suddenly remembers that he has chametz in his house. Meaning, if he wouldn't be on the way to shech the Korban Pesach and do a Bris Milah, so go home and destroy it, okay? But he can't because he's busy with this other thing that he's got to do. So he's mevatel the liboy Mishnah. That's the one and only place where Bittel is mentioned. It's quite clear that it's only being used as a backup plan. If you weren't being shechting your Pesach HaMolas B'noi, you would actually destroy it instead. But Bittel, and it's Chometz Yedua, Nizgar Sheyesh, like, I mean, he's not there, he's on the way, but he's remembered, he knows that the bullet, it's not in front of his face, he's somewhere else, but he knows there's a bottle in. And he does Bittel. The Gemara mentions Bittel a few other times. I want to put them down on the table. Again, the one and only time it's mentioned in the Mishnah is on Daf Mem Pes. But where is it mentioned in the Gemara? Actually, a few times. The Gemara first of all says on Daf Gimel and on Daf Yud, the Gemara says, the holding of Bedika is a derabanan, because mideraisa bebitel sagi. The holding of Bedika is mideraisa because mideraisa bitel is enough. By the way, that's meduik, that same shtickle in the Nesivus Makar Chaim is meduik. If you wouldn't do bitel, then Bedika is a deraisa. Bedika is a derabanan, because you can anyways do bitel. And of course, there's the famous Gemara on Davav, which Tosis brings, which you have to know about also. Fascinating Gemara. Ha-boydek sorech sheyevatel. Even someone that does do bedika and beer should also do bittel. Now that all shows you that there's a concept of bittel. Now, if someone were to ask you, what is bittel? And you know what? We have time. Let's set this up. I want to talk for a few minutes about, let's say there would be a Yid, Chaim Yankel, that decides his plan is, a few days before Pesach, his plan is he's going to do the bittel system only. Is that legit? Can that work? And separately, I want to talk about someone that's going to choose to say, no, I only want to do the Bedika beer system. And you have to ask yourself that question. It's a huge machlokes b'shoinim. We're going to talk about it as the sugya develops. But let's assume, you know what? Let's assume now we're going to go with the oi-oi system. The oi-oi system is that be'em is legit. You can choose one of these two options, and either one of the options totally covers you. Let me just quickly do it. One is you choose to do bittel. You leave the macaroni on the chametz, you do. You leave the macaroni on the shelf. You leave the blue label on the shelf. You leave the chametz all spread all over the house. And you do bittel, and you're good to go. Everything, the whole Pesach, alles is good. Okay, that looks free, fine. Now, the other option is to not do bittel, but you do bedika and beer. What's the downside of bedika and beer? Just for the record, sorry for going there for a second. Why not? No, then you didn't do a good bedika. I'm talking you did a good bedika. No. Don't do a lousy bedika, a good bedika. Lachar, if you're going to do a good bedika, you're going to find everything, no? What do you mean you don't know about it? But if you did a bedika, you went everywhere. You went every nook and cranny. Where's the chametz going to be? I still haven't found it yet. And then the answer to this question. Lechayre, if you do a legit bedika, why is there going to be chametz? We'll deal with it. But the rule is, if you do bedika, by the way, if you do bedika and the taka wasn't chametz, so shkoyach. We're talking about you did bedika and then there was. How did it happen? You found third day of Chol HaMoed chametz. Or after Pesach, you found out that there was chametz. How did it happen? And are you over anything?
It was hidden somewhere. It fell off, what? Just like the case of your girl. It's on top of your hand.
It could be. Okay, you'll give me all the cases. We'll talk about the cases. But now I want to go back to Bittel. Why does Bittel work? How does Bittel work? What's going on over here? There's chametz all over your house. So it's a huge machlokes rishonim. And again, I'm putting some basic ideas that we need to know for the sugyas. Front and foremost, I mean, there's a roundabout it up in art here, which we're going to do the next few days. But front and foremost, it's important to know the machlokes Rashi Tosfos on Dalet Amid Beis, where the Gemara, again, quote, says, Midai Raisa Bebittel Sagi. Rashi says, because when you do Bittel, it's called Tashbisu. Very big sorrow. We're not doing justice to it right now. When you do bittel, you're turning the chametz into dirt. So it's not chametz, it's dirt. Fair enough? So when you invite your friend, Chalamoid, and he looks all over your house, and he's like, he's pulling his ear out, he says, what's going on? He says, I'm a bittelnik. Yeah? I just do bittel. I didn't do bittel beer. There's chametz all over my house, but I did bittel. So I'm not even no bali roba. It's not chametz, it's dirt. It's not chametz, it's dirt. For the record, we'll talk about this kasha still. If a guy did this bittelnik, and on the third day of Chol HaMoed he eats some chametz, chayav karas? If you, I mentioned in Shir, if you eat chametz on Pesach, you chayv karas. Sure. So this guy that did bittel on all of his blue label macaroni, bread, everything, baguette, yeah, croissant, I don't know how he said, yeah, all these things, and he ate a kazayis of it on Pesach. It's chayv karas? He's chayv karas. Yeah, I also hold like that. But the Maram Chalav asks why he ate dirt. He ate dirt. Then you didn't understand bittel.
The
seven throats into discussion. We're not doing the throats in there. But I want to put down the question as a thing. If bittel means I made a dirt, so then if I eat it, I ate dirt. I ate dirt. We'll talk about that. But bittel means I made a dirt. Now, Toisvis on the valid learns different. He learns that bittel has nothing to do with changing its status from chametz to dirt. Actually, what bittel is that you're mafkir it. And by being mafkir, it's not yours. It's still chametz, but it's not yours. It's hefker. And that's why this bittelnik is walking around his house and there's chametz all over the place and he's not being ready for anything. But having said that, and now we're getting started. We're going to start with the Rashi. The Gemara says on Daf Dalet Amud Beis that bebittel ba'al masagi. Like Rashi, because you made it dirt. Like Taisus, because you were mafkir. But it's a Gemara. What's worse, the Gemara on Daf Vav says that haboy ditzorich sheyivatel. That even if you do b'dikan beer, and we said that you were mamish careful and you did a good job and there's nothing there. Really, there's nothing there. The Gemara says it's still could I also do bittel. And you'll ask, why? So the Gemara says, a very shver Gemara, I'm not doing justice to it now. The Gemara says, because maybe on Cholamoid you'll find the gluski offer. Why do you have to find the gluski offer? What's wrong with just finding blue label or something, whatever, I don't know. What's the gluski offer? We'll see about. But there's a backup that it's better to do b'dik and bittel. Which gets us now to the one front central kasha. Rashi says, the reason you're doing b'dik u'bir is you shouldn't be over by Rabbi Yimotze. Let's, at least, beginning of the Tosis. Pirish HaKuntris. Shalayavar al Rabbi Yimotze. V'kashalari. Kivan the tzarech bittel. Kid the Omer b'gemara and the Vav habayit tzarech shivatel. And, I add, says Tosis. Umidaraisa b'bittel ba'al masagi. Amai hitzrichu chachomim b'dika klal. Stop, we're not going further in Tosis for now. Tosis kasha and Rashi is, if bittel does work, and bittel by itself works, and even when you do bidika, you must do bittel. So where all the WH questions. What are you saying that the bidika is in order to not be ever bali rabbi yimotze? Having done bittel, you wouldn't be ever bali rabbi yimotze anyways. That's the bomb kasha on Rashi. I'm going to say a few truths in for Rashi today that the Rishonim speak out. But what does Taisa say? Taisus argues. Taisus Taka says, we're not doing Taisus today, but we're setting things up. Taisus argues and says, no. In fact, since you do Bittel, and Bittel suffices, and Bittel covers you, you're not going to be over by Rabbi Yimotze. The purpose of Bidika is for something else totally. It's because you might come to eat it. At least that's me that line. V'nir al-ri da'afak ha'vasaki b'bittel ba'al mehechmiru chacham livdik chametz ulevari shalevel le'ochlein. Stop. V'chein mashmi he brings a rye from Daf Yodet. Certainly, at least as of right now, I'm not going into yet. But Taisus says that it's because you might come to eat it. So we have a festa machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. But what's the hascholas dvarim for Rashi? What's the hascholas dvarim for Rashi? Like Rashi, the purpose of bedika is not because you might come to eat it. That's not what's edging him on. It's you might be ever bali raw. What do you mean bali raw by yimotze? You already did bittel. You're not going to be ever bali raw by yimotze. Bomb kasha. An important haysafa. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyan Ashas over here is mitzai and a tois later on in Daf Yudam Beis. You know, the Mishnah says if you don't do bedika early yadalid, Mishnah Daf Yudam Beis. If you didn't do b'dika earlier, dalid, so do b'dika the next morning. B'shachris. If you didn't do b'dika in shachris, so the Mishnah continues, if you weren't b'dik b'toich v'mayid, yivdoik la'achar v'mayid. Translation. What does it mean? If you weren't b'dik during the mayid, be b'dik after the mayid. Rashi says means if you weren't b'dik Erev Pesach in the morning, continue to do b'dika the entire Erev Pesach. But not beyond. Or actually, no, the entire Yontif, sorry. Till the end of Yontif, right? If a guy didn't do B'dika, it's already this fourth day of Cholamoid, he'll still do B'dika. But Taisus learns different. Taisus, based on the Lashonis of the Mishnah, that says, listen carefully, if you weren't B'dika during Pesach, do B'dika la'achar hamoyin after Pesach. In Tammuz, you're going to do a B'dika. What are you searching for, like Taisus, in this B'dika? Chomet Shavar loves a Pesach. And what are we worried about? There's no Bal Yeroh in Chomet Shavar loves a Pesach. What are we worried about? You might come to eat it. So a guy has to go through his freezer to check if there's any chametz shavu'os Pesach. L'chor, if a guy comes about tshuva in July, the first thing you should tell him to do is he should do a b'dikas chametz. Maybe there's chametz shavu'os Pesach in his house. That's something he should do, right? Not a ger, because then it's chametz shalnach, about tshuva. Yeah, you have to check for chametz shavu'os Pesach. Taisa speaks speaks out there on Daf Yud, and Rabbi Kivegan and Gilian Ashas is mitzayin it, Loi Rashi, this would be totally irrelevant, because Loi Rashi, the bedikah is not for Shem Yavi La'achloi. The bedikah is because he might be over Bali Rabbi Yimotzei. And that is irrelevant once Pesach is over. And that's Taka, Rashi and Taisis Lashitasi.
Rashi also agreed that for even for Bali Rabbi and Bali Yimotzei, you have to do a bedikah, for Achila Abadi, you have to.
No, we're going to explain tomorrow why Rashi doesn't hold. Why Rashi doesn't hold of Taisis Pshat. He doesn't hold of Taisis Pshat. Like Rashi, there will not be a bedikah of Shem Yavi La'achloi. He's b'chal not worried about Shem Yavi La'achloi. That's Bechalal, not his issue. Why does the Gemara daf Yud? That's Taisus Kasha. We'll deal with that. But what could be Pshat in Rashi? This is what I want to shtel it on. We want to speak out a few Terutzim for Shitas Rashi, and we have to establish that Taisus doesn't hold that he's Terutzim. But Rashi holds. Sorry. One more kasha for Rashi, the Tzlach, the Noid of Yehuda, in his sefer on, Noid with his Tshuvas for him, but his sefer on Gemara, is called Tzion L'Nefesh Chaya, Tzlach. The Tzlach on Masech Tepsachim has a kasha. Why did Rashi say Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzi? Why didn't he say Tashbisu? We know that in the Inyan of not even having, owning Chometz, there's a Lav, two Lav, in Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzi, and also Mitzvah's Essay, Tashbisu. Why did Rashi chose the lav and not the essay? Something to think about. There's a lot of thoughts about that, but just let's have it put it on the page. Why did Rashi only mention the Baal Yiroh, not mention the Tashbisu? Something to think about. But for the Gufa Kasha, Klar, if you did Bittul, and Bittul, L'chud is enough, and you must do Bittul, so what are you telling me that if you don't do Bedika, you're going to be in big problems, you're going to have Baal Yiroh? So this very interesting pshat, from some of the Rishonim, even the Ran himself is Merum is such a pshat. Rashi's going in the times of the Mishnah is that you didn't do Bittul. The Takana of Haboidik Sarach Shiyavatel is a Derabbanan Dikat Takana from the times of the Amoraim. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Davov, Haboidik Sarach Shiyavatel. But in the times of the Mishnah, it was before that, it was prior to that. And in the times of the Mishnah, it was true that you needed to do Bedika, because if not, you'd be Eiger Bal Yirah, because it's going in a guy that didn't do Bittul. Again, when Taisus asked his Kasha and Rashi, he framed him and said,
what does that mean if Pshat, the word Tashbisu, means Tevatim?
That you're allowed to, not you
mechoyiv
to. Yeah, no, not for the Torah. Tevatim is you have, it's an option. You don't have to choose that option. Tevatim means, you didn't know. Well, excellent, thank you. Statement first in the Torah Tashbisu. You know what Tashbisu means? Either to do Bittul, and just be that Bittulnik and have it on your shelf. Tashbisu could also mean something else. To destroy it. Now, how do you destroy it? Make sure you have all of it. Do a bedikah and beer and make sure. Search, remove and destroy. And that will also cover you. And that would also be enough. And if you choose that option and didn't do bittul, then you have to do that because otherwise you'd be able to buy your own. Because Tashbisu is oi oi, a different oi. No, that oi, bittul, oi oi to destroy. But it's a very big doichik that our mission is going in a case when you didn't do bittul. Hare midarabbana, there is a takana to do bittul. So the other mahalchim are, and I'm going to say four quick mahalchim, each one has to be addressed, that there's flaws in the bittul. Flaw with a W. The hainu, be'emes, you're right, the system runs that you do bittul, and then l'chari you're covered. And be'emes, we said, that bittulnik, he's walking around his house, and his friend who we invited is saying, how do you have blue label on it? So he says, how do I have blue label on my shelf? Let me tell you, it's a machalikas Rashi Toysis. Like Rashi, it's dirt. Like Toysis, I was mafkarit, pick your choice. But I have no problem. And that's what he tells him. The terrorist says there's something wrong with Bittul. The Erishta flaw is the Ran's pshat. Shema lo yivatel b'leiv shalem. Shema lo yivatel b'leiv shalem. You know, a guy says Bittul, but maybe it's not b'leiv shalem. And I think the Olam could relate to this. Maybe later in the Zman not, but at this point in the Zman, I'm convincing you that a guy could have in his house chametz all over the house, and he's telling people, it's not a problem, it's all dirt. What are you talking about? It's chametz. Now, if that's the rule, that's the rule. I accept it. I'll be zok the Ran, but maybe when a guy's going to do it, it's not b'leiv shalom. It has to really b'leiv shalom be dirt. And be'emes, if he does b'leiv shalom, it is. Or maybe he's not going to do b'leiv shalom.
You can say it for anything.
What do you mean for anything?
Not for anything, but you can take that concept of applying b'leiv shalom to other things.
Okay, for other things also, fine.
Saying b'leiv shalom.
Maybe you didn't put the tefillin b'leiv shalom. So you know what? Try harder tomorrow. But here I have something else for you to do. Remove, search, destroy. Don't just rely on bittul. No, excellent point. The Ran Mechaira means that midrabbanon, they started being worried that people aren't doing the Bittul Leif Shalim, and therefore, there's still a din to do bidika.
So Rashi's talking about derabbanon. Oh,
you want to know if the Shema... Let me think about it. If the Shema Levata B'Leif Shalim means the Rashi... Actually, I don't want to think about that. But again, here. But the flaw is, you might not do a B'Leif Shalim. That's one shot from the Ran. Maram Chalava, says a pshat. Shema Yishkach Levatel. Maybe you're going to forget to do Bittel. Now, maybe you'll forget to do Bidika. Bidika, you know, you went to the store, you bought for 10 shekel the spoon and the feather, or they gave it out in shul, and it's a whole process, and you talked about it, and you're doing it, and you're getting involved, and the action is, and that's why you're going to do it. But Bittel, you might forget. But listen to what the Maram Chalava adds, it's scary. He says, since Bittel, you might forget, so they made a takana, you should also do Bidika, and then you remember to do Bittel. And then you remember to do Bittel, it will remind you to do Bittel. Why does he have to tell you that it's going to remind you to do Bittel? I already did Bidika. I thought, oi, oi. But that's what he says. He says, the flaw in Bittel is Shema Yishkach, because it's just words, so you might forget to do it. And by doing the Dika beer, now you remember to do Bittel.
Well, not for you to in the round of Chalava is if you already did Bittel and you remember, according to the second reason, you don't have to do Bittel anymore.
No, because Chazal are saying, don't tell me I'm smarter and I remembered. Because the person that might forget, they said, everyone's got to do this. Everyone. Even the guy that remembered. So flaw number one is Shema lo yivatel b'leif shalim. Flaw number two, Shema yishkach. Another pshat, bar tenura. Rabbeinu Avad, yini bar tenura. The pirush on the Mishnayos. The truth is this pshat, everyone, the Velt calls it, quotes it from the bar tenura. It's also in the Rimi Lunil, in the Arzarua, and in the Sefer Hamanig, which are Rishonim. Bar tenura was an early Achron. And they all say something. They say, Shema yimolech, al bituloi. Maybe he'll change his mind. Anyone has a clue what that means? Guy did Bittel. Maybe he'll change his mind. What does he change his mind? No. The Ran, you asked that last time also. The Ran is saying that when you're doing the Bittel on Erev Pesach, maybe you're not having it B'Leif Shalom. The Bar Tanur is saying, no, maybe on Cholam Moed, you're suddenly going to be Nimlach. What exactly are you being Nimlach on? The blue label that's in your face, you're saying, oh, now I do want it to be blue label and not dirt? Or he means on Chametz She'eni Yedua? I don't know the nuances of this nimlach. And I don't know what power you have to do that. If you already made it batel, with which din do you have a right to retract? You know, is it l'mafreya or mikan l'haba? This bar tenura. What? When you did the nimlach. But he says you can do it. And because you might be able to do that, those are the three flaws. So what's the three? All right, quickly. Why does Rashi say you're going to be oivre bal yiroeh? Aye, l'chayri, you did bittel. And if you did bittel, you're covered anyways. So there's a pshat to learn that Rashi's bechlal referring to in a scenario when you didn't do bittel on a deraisa level, when you didn't choose not to do bittel. But if you did bittel, and you didn't forget, and you said seven times I'm going to the late shalem, and you promise you're not going to change your mind, we still say no, there's a flaw in that bittel. Maybe you would have forgotten, maybe you would have changed your mind, maybe you didn't do b'leif shalim, and because of that we said, choose to do the bidika option. We have to discuss why Tosfos didn't like all of these flaw pshatim. There's another pshat in Rashi, this sounds a little bit weird, but it's a first in some Rishonim Das Rashi. You know what the flaw of bidika is? You might come to eat it. Now I'm not saying Tosfos pshat. Another flaw in bittel. Not Shema Yishkach, not Shema Yimolech, not Shema Yivat Lev Shalim, Shema Yoichal. Now the Olam's going to jump at me. That's Tosfos Pshat. Where are you going to eat it? I'm not talking about Tosfos today. But in Rashi, another reason why we said maybe Bittel shouldn't be your choice one option is because B'chalifin, you might come to eat it. And not that we made a new takana you should check so you shouldn't come to eat it, but that's why we're saying you're still going to be Iver Bal Yirah and I'm going to be asked again. So do I mean you're really going to be Iver Bal Yirah Dairaisa if that's what you did? A guy that didn't forget, and he attempted at least to be mevat the Blake Shalem, and wasn't nimlach, but didn't do bedika. He's over bal yirah d'oraisa, right? That's bad. Some what you meant to ask. He's over bal yirah. What does Rashi mean? But that took upon him the hascholas advarim. Hascholas advarim. But that's Rashi. One second, I want to wrap this up. This nakuda. So how many pshatim we said for Rashi? Right? How are we counting? He said, one pshat is Rashi means in a Doraisa level, you see, there wouldn't be Bittel. But if not, and Rashi means that you did do bittul because it's a takana to do bittul, what's v'chalif in the reason that he says, hey, if you don't do bidik and beer and listen to my instructions, you're going to be oyer bal yira. What do you mean I'm going to be oyer bal yira? But I did bittul. Bittul has flaws. Shema lo yivatel b'leif sholem. Shema nimlach. Shema yishkach. Shema yoichal. And I'll add a sixth pshat I saw from this Fas Emes. I mentioned it already, be'etzim. There's Rishonim that hold that bittul only works on chametz she'eni yidua, not on chametz yidua. Bittul doesn't work on chametz yidua. If you accept this hanocha that bittul only works on chametz she'eni yidua, stamazai, it's not shver derashi. You need to do bdik and beer for the chametz yidua. I mean, before you checked, it wasn't yidua, but now that you check.
How would you ever have a blue label on your bed?
What?
How would you ever have a blue label on your
bed? In a chanami, they actually hold you can't. Thank you for clarifying that. We'll bring something else instead. The sheet that holds you can't do bittul on chametz yidua holds you can't. And we're going to talk about that sheet that the Kesef Mishnah brings it. It's Tuesday. We're going to get to it as a separate topic. After having said that, we have to know, so what does Tosfos hold? Tosfos argued. Tosfos holds that since bittul works, and he's not worried, you have to explain why, that you won't do it b'leiv sholem. It's farm shalev. Haskazak, haskazak. Kol chamida v'chamiyah, you said it. And it's bittul. So zero. No bal yirah problem. What did Tosfos come up with? Totally new thing. Plus, literally, Shema Yovel Achol. And we have to discuss a basic nafkimini between Rashi and Tosfos is whether there's bidika after Pesach, there's more coming. Bezer Hashem. In Yeretz Hashem, whoever is not set up and whoever is set up for Chavrusas tonight, we will start the setting things up. Good.
Why does it really ask a different kasha? When I take the chametz and I burn it, then what happened to it?
It's not chametz anymore.
Eh?
No.
What, burn chametz?
Yeah.
Ice chametz?
Ice.
Cold, is it chametz?
Yeah. If you did a thorough job, yeah. If you did a thorough job.